Good morning, everyone. It's GQ here. I just wanted to drop in real quick and say happy Monday and share a story I heard from this past week. Firstly, I hope wherever you are listening from, you are doing well and staying healthy. If you've been watching the news, there have been countless troubling events happening all around the world. The images that came out of Afghanistan just over a week ago were truly heartbreaking. I can relate to the fleeing Afghans' desire to build a better life for themselves, to exercise their full potential, and see departure as the only way to make that happen. Here in California, as well as in many other places around the world, uncontrollable wildfires are raging furiously. These wildfires are leaving behind a devastation that's just unimaginable. I drove through one of these areas that were impacted by fire on the way to South Lake Tahoe, and I just don't think I will ever get used to seeing the apocalyptic skies of haze and orange and the destruction that's been left behind. But as we have seen before, communities come together during these difficult times to support each other, provide for each other, and care for each other. From the neighbors who go into high gear to feed and care for those impacted by fire, to the firefighters who spend as much as 20 hours a day battling blazes that seem unbeatable, to the communities that say, "Welcome to our city. We are here to help you rebuild and succeed." There's something about tremendous adversity that brings out the best in who we are. I want to share a story with you from an interview I heard on Friday with an Afghan soldier who worked with the Allied forces. Like many who have worked with the Allies, he is trying to leave Afghanistan because he believes the Taliban will come after him and his family. Interestingly, he spoke with almost an understanding of why the Taliban would go after him. There was a certain tone or level of acceptance of what would come. But what took me by surprise was when the interviewer asked him, "Do you still have hope?" He responded, "Of course. If we do not have hope, then what else do we have? I have to have hope. Hope is the only thing left." His story saddened me, but the sustained hope that he had inspired me and reminded me that, you know, when all seems lost, there is always hope. My friends, I hope you have a great week, and as always, focus on the positive no matter what.